Government whistleblower, UK prepared for no-deal Brexit, scare stories absolutely untrue. By Jack Montgomery on December 29, 2018. A senior civil servant has blown the whistle on Project Fear Mark III, revealing that the country is actually well prepared for a no-deal Brexit and scare stories about Britain crashing out into chaos and doom are absolutely untrue. The anonymous official, who has been working on Britain's preparations for a Brexit on World Trade Organization (WTO) terms, the so-called no-deal scenario, revealed in a Telegraph article that there are hundreds of plans in place to ensure that outlandish threats of food, water, and medicine shortages will not be realized, and that it is purely a political decision not to make this clear to the public and nervous backbench MPs. Project Fear Mark, I think three claims that we will all crash out over the White Cliffs of Dover into the Channel at 11 p.m. on March 29, 2019 and wake up to certain chaos and doom. It is absolutely untrue, as anyone who, like me, has been involved in Brexit work for the past 2.5 years in Whitehall will tell you, he scoffed. The whistleblower suggested there has been a conscious decision by Remainer cabinet ministers trying to scare us into swallowing Theresa May's withdrawal agreement, and their friends campaigning for a second referendum. He singled out Amber Rudd's Europhile brother Roland, in particular, to allow scare stories to run unchecked, in order to persuade backbench MPs and members of the public that we must accept whatever outrageous terms we are offered by an intransigent EU because we are not prepared for no deal and it would be a disaster. Of course no deal preparations have been made. Very detailed plans have been proposed, assessed, analyzed to death and finally agreed by working groups and steering groups and directors' boards and cross Whitehall talking shops. They have then been sent to ministers for approval. And they are now being executed, the official revealed. To claim otherwise is to equate the United Kingdom with a tin pot dictatorship where officials tote machine guns, he added. The insider said no-deal scare stories were all the more ridiculous for the fact that many of the contingencies for visa-free travel, expedited trade, and so have already been made public, if surreptitiously. Almost as though the government didn't want even its own backbenchers to know. He added knowingly. But if the government was to be frank with Parliament and the country, what justification would be left for its disastrous withdrawal agreement? What would Remainers do without a Project Fear? He concluded. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.